Tens of thousands of Iraq's Shiite Muslims rallied peacefully in Baghdad Monday in support of demands by their most influential religious leader for early elections. The rally comes as the top U.S. administrator for Iraq and members of the Iraqi Governing Council meet in New York with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan to discuss a possible return of U.N. staff to Iraq and help with the transition process. Huge crowds of demonstrators marched to Baghdad's Mustansiriya University, waving flags and banners, chanting slogans like "Yes to Unity, Yes to Elections," and loudly voicing their support for Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. They listened to fiery speeches on the need for early free elections for a government to take over from the appointed interim governing council, which works under the U.S.-led coalition authority. And there were warnings of popular resistance to come if that demand is not met. The current transition formula, agreed to by U.S. officials and the Governing Council, calls for nationwide caucuses or meetings to choose a transitional National Assembly, which in turn would appoint an interim government in June. That government would run the country until full national elections late next year. However, Ayatollah al-Sistani wants a directly elected government from the outset. He says anything else lacks legitimacy and has warned that the current formula will lead to continued instability. And there's no doubt that Ayatollah al-Sistani can get people out onto the streets in support of his demands. He did so recently in the southern city of Basra and now in Baghdad. One participant, Haider Katan, is a student here at Mustansiriya University.
All Iraqi people came here to say yes for election, no for appointment. We are cultured people. We have a great civilization. We could elect the one who could represent us. We want to say yes for freedom.
Fellow student Hoda Ahmed agrees.
In the last 35 years, Saddam was the leader for Iraq. And we all know that he was criminal. So after we got rid of Saddam and his regime, we think that we will take our freedom and we will say what we want to say. We ask for election. This right, it's our right.
U.S. and Iraqi officials say the current security situation and lack of proper election infrastructure make it impossible to hold an early vote. They say the vote must be well planned and organized to be truly representative. But many of the demonstrators here don't believe that. They say Iraq is ready for elections, and they suspect the United States and members of the Governing Council are postponing the vote for their own benefit. Shiites make up an estimated 60% of Iraq's overall population. They were harshly suppressed by Saddam Hussein's Sunni Muslim-dominated government. They now fear a new appointed provisional government will again cut them out of power. But the Shiites are reveling in the freedom of speech allowed in the post-Saddam Iraq, and they're determined to make their voices heard. Monday's rally comes as the top U.S. administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, and members of Iraq's governing council hold talks in New York with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan about a possible return of U.N. staff to the country and about a possible U.N. role in the transition process. The United Nations international staff was withdrawn from Iraq after its Baghdad headquarters was bombed in August. Many of the demonstrators here say they want the United Nations back and would welcome a greater UN role in Iraq. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.